You're listening to The Ocho Man, Behind the 8-Ball, only on Ignotainment. Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man.
Behind the 8-Ball, all my life that's where I've been.
Hey, folks, it's the Ocho Man behind the 8-Ball, and we got our big man right next to me here, Armand, great to see you, brother.
Yeah, we got kind of a skeleton crew today, though.
And we've got, well, he's not
we
so
a,
much
we have a guest
skeleton.
Engineer.
We got Big E in here working the boards. And, well, Nick,
I think he's somewhere between Enceladus and some other Saturn moon, Pan.
He might have found the planet.
What dimension do you think he's in today? I don't even think he's in the solar system. I think he's dimension hopping.
Yeah, definitely. We don't have Nick. It's good to always have Nick here giving his perspective.
I think we do. You know, I mean,
I love having Nick.
Well, he has astral projection. I think he can be here. He's one of those guys who can be in several different places at the same time.
And none at once.
Yeah, right. Sometimes I wonder if he's here at all.
Levitating. I tell you what, though, Armand, I am really excited. I talked to you earlier this morning about this diet. It's not even a diet. It's this 5 days.
You think you can make it, E?
I think he can make it.
5 days. That's a lot.
5 days
wow.
with the GM. With the GM of...
with the gym?
With the gym, yeah. With our GM, I am going to go no food at all. Just coffee,
water,
tea.
Water or tea.
And coffee, tea, and water. Yeah, that's it.
Wow. Whew.
That's it. 5 days. Can you give a little rundown of what this exactly is?
Because I think we've already
discussion. Let the people know about it, too.
Well,
this is kind of interesting stuff here, folks. I'm not just doing this just to say I'm not going to eat for 5 days, but there's some medical... big pluses about this.
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence that the only thing, you know, any of these miracles that claim they can extend life, you know, your lifespan, etc., none of those have ever proven testing in laboratories, but the only one that has been proven, at least in rodents, etc., and there's really not that much difference, but especially Ocho Man and a rodent. I'm going to take my shot. What the hell?
Right,
Nick's not here. No, I'm going to
abuse
you.
Go ahead. Take a shot
so,
at me.
But anyway, they've extended the lifespan of certain animals
by limiting
calories, caloric limitation.
So what's this all about?
When you don't eat, I mean, eating, of course, it puts quite a metabolic stress on your body. You know, it's not exactly, you know, you think you just digest. Digestion is very...
It's part of the natural system, though.
True,
eating.
But if you go by the paleo diet, which is very popular now, you know, a couple hundred thousand years ago when
What is the paleo diet?
Paleo diet is basically you're eating like a caveman, which means you eat meat and you eat vegetables
like a
and that's
goddamn
it.
Buffet.
Woolly mammoth?
Right. You saber-toothed tiger, woolly mammoth, seal acanth.
Big E, throwing a mastodon.
There is a difference between a woolly mammoth and a mastodon.
Sure is, sure is.
But I don't know what it is, but there is a difference.
Who gives a shit? Go on.
I think one of them smells different. But anyway, you know what? It was feast or famine, basically. They would kill this mastodon and eat it and denude its ribs and everything else, and then they could go weeks without eating again.
Similar to Eskimo life, really.
Yes, Nanook, etc. And so that's apparently, you know, evolution has provided for us that your body goes into this, after a certain amount of time without eating, goes into this repair mode, especially in the mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell.
Ooh, and, the powerhouse.
You want those powerhouses of your cells to be in great shape.
And so, that's what...
And it doesn't contribute to global warming, by the way. But you can actually, that's what prolongs the life of the cell and makes you healthier and... actually increases your lifespan, supposedly.
Wow, that is interesting because I wanted to do this because, it's all about...
Well,
it's
cleansing. It's cleaning yourself out.
Yeah, just cleaning yourself out. And
that too. And apparently... he's filthy. But
he's
teeming with fungi and prions and all sorts of hyphae.
We're going to get rid of it all. We're going to get rid of it all. I'm going to be a new man by next Saturday.
Yeah,
this starts on Monday. You guys are going to hear
it. I thought it was Sunday night. Sunday night.
Sunday night is after
you have your
Sunday
last meal.
Night. Yeah, last meal Sunday night, and then Monday it starts. Monday.
Wow.
And
good luck.
From Monday through Saturday, you folks out there will hear me on Friday, my last day of
you
this.
You think you can make it?
I think you can make it, if anything.
Yeah, what's the odds in the office here?
My over-under is, I don't know, 3.5 days? Boy, 3.5 days is tough.
At this point, I don't think you'll do anything to give Cromer an inch on you.
Yeah.
Well, have you made a bet with Cromer?
Well, heard about it. That's enough.
Yeah. And,
well, there should be something at stake here. You know, I mean, if the guy's going to go.
Don't bring up stakes, son.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There should be some sort of wager.
There should be, but I really don't want anyone to go up against me like that and start calling me about food.
I don't know. That would.
Like
well, no, he can't do that. He's not supposed
to. That's just despicable.
Did you ever see that, by the way? Did you ever see that All in the Family episode where they had a bet, Archie and
all those pizza boxes coming to the
Meathead.
Door?
Meathead. Well, they had a
for
bet
Meathead.
That Meathead couldn't eat and Archie couldn't smoke cigars. And they had that bet, and they were driving each other crazy.
Yeah.
Check that one out. It's a classic.
Was Archie, like, coming down late night?
He was eating right in front of him, and then, you know, and then Meathead goes, yeah, Arch, but here's something you can't resist.
And he blew you got the smoke at his
face. Yeah, you got the food, but where's the smoke? There's no smoke. So he's blowing smoke in his face. It was great.
I remember that.
They're torturing each other.
Speaking of food, though, not eating, what's the shit that came out this week about bacon?
Oh, that's horse shit. Well, bacon isn't horse shit.
What the hell has gotten into people
It's
nowadays?
Political correctness, you know, and all that. I think here again, they don't want you to eat meat. Bacon is, it's not the best thing in the world for you, but it's certainly not going to kill you.
Now, that's box bacon, though, right? It's processed.
I think there's, okay.
Now they're talking about, they did a study in England. That you can't even eat one steak a week.
Right,
that'll hurt you.
That's a bunch of horse shit. Don't buy it. Go ahead, have a steak.
I'm saying. When the hell can
take it
man
from your
stay away? Yeah.
Hey, speaking of which, though, you know, remember, you're an L.A. kid. You lived there for quite a while. Remember Pink's over on La Brea?
Yeah.
I have never seen Pink. You know what I'm talking about, E?
Not a clue.
It's a hot dog stand. And I have never seen it where there wasn't a line halfway around the block to get to Pink's.
No line?
Is it hype?
It was empty.
I swear, I
drove. We drove by there like, I don't know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Where the hell's the line? And it was open.
It was open. I was going to say.
Somebody said, I think it's because of this hot dog scare or whatever. And now, you know, L.A. people.
Oh, for love.
They're
going
to Pink's.
That's so L.A. type, too.
Can you imagine that?
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Poor guy. What the hell? He's probably made
millions. I hope they don't put Pink's. Well, I'm sure, yeah, he's a multimillionaire.
What the hell is he?
Could you imagine
that? Are they that good or is it hype?
I've never had it. I never wanted to wait in line that long.
No. It's.
Have you had it?
No. You know what? Just like he said, though. I mean, something that you always see and go, I'm not going to wait.
Right. Even though if you pass by and you have a taste for it, but then you think, wait a minute, I'm not waiting 2 hours.
One thing about L.A. that you don't see a lot when I was there was sports bars.
No, that's not big. That's not big out there.
No, you don't see too many sports bars and. They got a couple of, like I went to in Glendale, but you know what? It's mostly, it's not sports.
Well, there's too much other things to do. If they get an NFL team, maybe they may, you know.
I heard.
They're going to get something.
The Rams there are going back home.
I heard the Raiders, too, and the Chargers. They may get two.
Right now, though, the Rams are the favorites to go back.
Well, most of the people I talk to don't want the Rams.
They
prefer the Chargers.
What a picky prick.
Well, They can pretty much have whoever they want, I think.
You mean to tell me you wouldn't want your old team back?
Not if they're the Rams, no.
Would you want the St. Louis Cardinals back, the football Cardinals?
Yeah.
I would now.
Yeah,
boy, they're really good.
Yeah, you do.
They're a great team. They're really good.
Damn, Biggie. Those Arizona Cardinals, those guys play good.
Boy, I remember those. There were some embarrassing years, though. I went to a lot of games because they were giving tickets away. I never paid for one. And we used to, you know, go late in the season when it was December.
You used to really watch cool. Jim Hart play, huh?
Jim Hart, yeah. Dan Dierdorf.
Who was their
Conrad
running
Dobler.
Back? Who was their running
Terry
back?
Terry Metcalf. Otis Anderson.
The white guy, whiteout, what was his name? Tilley?
Pat Tilley was a cornerback.
Wait a minute.
Mel Gray.
Wasn't there Tilley that got killed in Afghanistan?
Oh, Tillman.
Oh,
yeah.
That was Tillman. Okay, so it might have been Tilley then.
Pat Tilley, yeah.
Pat Tilley,
He was. I think he's in the Hall of Fame.
He's in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I think so. He was a great player.
Man, I'll tell you what, those little white guys back then, they played good, though. Steve Largents for Seattle, remember him?
I mean,
the fucker,
sure.
He never dropped a ball.
Didn't he have some kind of record catches streak or something? Was that?
I don't know. But back in those days, man, you always thought of Jim Horn and Steve Largent as Seattle. There was nothing else you'd remember from Seattle Seahawks but those two guys.
How about Bronco Nagurski? Man, it's really going back a ways.
Who the hell was he?
You don't remember Bronco Nagurski?
No, I don't.
He's got the record. He's the only non-kicker to be an all-pro at three different positions.
What the hell kind of kicker would be named Bronco?
He's a non-kicker.
Oh, okay.
Who was he was like an offensive lineman, a defensive lineman, and a cornerback or something, all-pro.
A cornerback? He was a cornerback
or something
too.
Like that. I don't know. Safety, maybe.
How the fuck
this is in the 40s.
Oh, yeah. Well, everyone weighed.
Well, you know, and an interesting story.
That's why that Jim Brown, that big black guy, was running over these little white guys back then.
Oh, well, Bronco Nagurski supposedly, he was like 225, which was big back then, 6'2".
Yeah.
Well, the story goes, after he retired, he ran a gas station, and he always had repeat customers because he would put the cap on so tight, only he could loosen it.
Genius.
Yes. So nobody else get the damn gas cap off. So they had to go back to Bronco's garage.
Jesus Christ. That's got to be a big hand, man.
How do you like that? Yeah. Man. Why didn't you think of that?
What? remember that fucking place I used to work at in high school? They used to come in for, back then, guys, we had full service. And
What was this?
This was called Gitchell's Gas.
Oh, really? You worked there?
I worked there.
Oh, on the corner?
On the corner.
It's still there. I mean,
it's still there, but I don't think they sell gas.
They sell cars,
anymore.
Yeah.
It was
full service.
It was one of those things where it's a dying thing.
And
we were the few people that did it, and I didn't know how to fucking even open up the hood to these cars.
Yeah, you of all people.
Good Lord.
So here. I didn't even know how to do the gas. I mean, not the gas, but the air.
Oh, the air.
Check the air. So you know what I would do?
I would check the air. The air is in the tires, right?
The air is in the tire. Where the hell else?
Where did you check? The carburetor?
No. I take that thing.
It's not exactly Edsel Ford, but.
All right, let me talk here. I'd go over there and put this air thing down. I don't even know what number I'm looking for or anything. So then I.
He pumped out about 60 pounds per square inch.
I would love to have said I did that, but I would kick the tire, and if it looked like it had enough air, I'd suddenly start making the sound.
Nice scientific way of making.
I would make the sound effect. I go.
It's a regular Bernoulli.
Shut up! I'd go like this. I go. Sounds good to me.
That was you.
That was me. That was me. I never knew how to even check the air or anything like that.
I could see him snapping off a windshield wiper or something, you know.
Yeah, I was horrible. I was horrible.
Kind of clumsy.
You know what? And these people paid like extra 30, 40 cents to see me do this shit.
You ever checked oil?
I lifted it up. I didn't know what I was looking for. I think there's oil. If I seen some black stuff on it, I figured it was good.
Well, generally, oil's brown.
The fragging industry could use him.
Black, brown, whatever.
I know the guy. You know the guy that owns that. His son was a great wrestler.
Is the guy Jan. Still alive?
I don't think the father is.
The father guy. He was a cool guy. He had that
nice guy.
All that gold on him and stuff.
Yeah, he has that whole corner, you know.
But he had that manager there that was like pissed off at the world.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
How'd he put up with you?
Well, you know what? He said that as long as I'm going down, you're going down with me. We'll be both miserable.
Well, I know when you worked at Panteras, you almost gave our managers a couple of
myocardial
infarctions.
He was the manager. He was the manager.
Yeah, I hired him. So
he hired me, and
I had
all
a stake
of a sudden,
in his
these
questionable hire.
These fuckers would
nepotism.
Make me work. These guys would make me work during a basketball game where all my friends are going to be at that night. So I got a little pissed off. There were times I drive the car recklessly, and
sure, I mean,
yeah.
And
it's to be expected.
And one time the car stopped working.
Yeah.
What can you do? You know, and I said, I got to go home. Well, this guy.
Strike a pedestrian, and look what happens. They dock you 15 minutes.
And this guy named Mark Bix,
I don't even say the last name.
Well, I don't even think I said it right, but his first name was Mark, and this guy was just so pissed off at me all the time. He thought I was
He actually thought you were kind of amusing when you caught him in the right, you know. When you caught him right in the mood, he just thought you were...
Oh, fuck. He was on his period every
Sometimes
day.
You were aggravating. Other times, he...
I tell you, though, I mean, you get to appreciate, like, my kids, my 15-year-old's like, Dad, I want my Jeep, brand new 2017 Jeep next
That's what your daughter
year.
Said?
Yeah, she said, God. You know what, I'm getting good grades. I think I deserve that 2017 Jeep next year.
Well, she figures if you deserve a Tesla, she could at least get a Jeep.
And I told her, you know what, you
she
know
said,
what
her I... Her grades are better than his, believe me.
Yeah. I drove like a Buick Skylark, man, and a 15-year-old Buick Skylark, and I appreciated it.
You remember my first
it.
Car?
I had fuck. Your first cars were... Yours, you could barely fit in these cars.
No, no. I had a Volkswagen bus.
You had a bus?
1600 Volkswagen bus.
No way. I never seen that one.
Of course I did.
I never
sure.
saw, all I seen was that blue piece of shit that you had, that little guy. It was
No. This was just after that.
Oh, really?
I mean, before that. My first car was $900. It was a 1600
You know how
transporter.
You know how nice. Expensive those are now.
Oh,
those
God,
are classics.
Yeah, those
man.
Are something. Yeah, you don't see too many of those.
No,
anymore.
Hell no. Those.
I think Bob Dylan's the only one who's got one now.
No, they said that they got a club of these.
Yeah,
cars,
yeah, they're,
and,
they're very rare. Yeah.
Yeah, they're very rare, and they keep it really nice. Fuck, if you still had that,
no,
man.
No, I wrecked the thing, but I didn't. You know, I kind of caved in the front of it, but that thing was built like a Sherman tank. You could. Hey, speaking of which, did you see VW? I don't know, did we already talk about that, the emissions, how they cheated on the emissions?
Yeah, Volkswagen did that,
I love
right?
it. Beautiful. It's
but
beautiful.
It seems like it's all gone now. I don't even hear about
well,
it
Well, their stock's getting killed. Their
stock's still getting killed.
Yeah, it's getting Porsches and everything, yeah. Wow. I'd like to buy one, though.
Now, is it true? Now, Biggie, you might notice you're a big advocate on cars. The Volkswagen has an engine that has parts of it that's same with the Porsche?
Yeah, they've got the same company.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's
Volkswagen
got the
owns
same,
Porsche.
But it's got the same stuff as a Porsche would.
That's pretty common. Yeah.
Well, Ferdinand.
Well, then why is some fucking car named Porsche being sold for over $100,000 in a Volkswagen?
Well, there's more to it, I think, than the engine.
A water pump's a water pump.
Yeah. Okay, we got a water
pump. Well, Ferdinand Porsche, actually, in the 30s, Adolf Hitler wanted a people's car. Which is what literally Volkswagen means in German.
Okay, people's car?
People's car, yes, that's German. So he had Ferdinand Porsche design it in 1936.
That's amazing. You know, Adolf Hitler had this car company that's still alive right now, and you got the plane that bombed the Pearl Harbor, Mitsubishi. It was a Mitsubishi plane.
Yes, a Zero, that's
a
right.
A Zero. And,
well,
and
it was
now
more
that,
than one. They actually probably had several.
Yeah,
I think
but
there were at least 10.
Just the name factor alone, you think that American from history would say, I'm staying away from
Americans love a deal.
That's business. I mean, we've already discussed that. Even Nick knows. Why have we gone to
Why
war?
Why are you pointing at an empty
Nick,
seat?
Nick, tell them all about it.
No, I don't know about that,
banks,
but I can tell you.
The banks started the World War One. It was all about the banks.
Did you
big
hear?
Money.
Did you see Nick's post?
Nick's right on that one.
Did you see Nick's post?
No, I didn't read
about
it.
About the big fucking skull?
No, they, what was that?
I don't know, man. He like uncovered this fucking 7-foot skull.
Nick did?
Not Nick.
I could see Nick digging up a skull.
Well, it was in like South America.
Oh, okay.
And he posted it on Ocho Man to me and Chris. Huh. I guess you weren't on the.
There's another crystal skull.
They said it to me, but I don't read his.
I read it all the time, Nick. But,
my faith in science is shaken every time I read something by him.
But,
I start questioning my own sanity.
the fucking. There was
as
a skull.
They say in Hebrew, he's a meshuggener.
Meshuggener, what's that?
A guy that drives you crazy.
Okay.
Meshuggener.
You sometimes give him
a
shit. By the way, little props out to you about the whole ice thing in Antarctica.
Oh, you're finally going to admit something about that? Yeah, Antarctica.
Well, not so fast on note. By the way, that's my other show I'm part of, Not So Fast. If you guys get a chance,
a
listen to Not So Fast on our podcast shows.
NotSoFastPodcast.com.
Yeah. And
that's a shameless plug.
And this is what my GM told me about this. He said, well, you know, Armand's going to be going off on this and that and saying that. But he said, it's getting a little bit bigger now than it was before, but it's still very low.
It's not true. It's not very low. It's very high, actually. The ice content is very thick.
I'm starting to buy into your stuff now. I don't
all
know
all I
it
wanted
is.
People to do, go read for yourself. Don't believe this nonsense, okay? I'm so sick of mental laziness. All right, that I can't abide. They teach the kids this, these fools. I'm going to lunch with a fool. We know his name after this.
No way, you're going back
with
him?
We
unbelievable.
But you know something?
You said there's no way you're going with that fool.
I've decided. Here's what I decided, Oach. You don't mind if I call you Oach,
Of course not. No, that's my name.
Yes. That's short for your real name.
Right.
But I decided, well, and I told him, I said, look, you don't want to debate anymore. The whole point of this.
Well, how did the door knocking ever pop up? I mean, who called who or what?
Well, we went to a trivia match together. You know, we're on the same trivia team.
And you guys are just looking at each other.
Well, he thought I'd throw a punch. I guess I just shook my hand and let's be gentlemen about this. And I said, but I've realized that you don't want to debate things. You just want to make me mad, which you can do because I'm passionate Armenian. You know, I get mad. So to tell you, okay, so I just want to make you mad. Your mother's a whore. Okay.
Ooh, you said that.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Hillary Clinton's a cunt. Your mother's a whore. If you vote for Barack Obama, you're a stupid cocksucker. That's what I did. I just want to make you mad. Since we're not debating anyway, I might as well just curse you and the hell with you.
Holy shit.
What did he say?
Well, what can he say? I mean, he's an 80-year-old man, so he can't do a damn thing about it.
An 80-year-old man, you called him all this shit.
Yeah, I thought.
You said his dead mother is a whore.
I said, yeah, scrotum-licking liberal jackass or something. I don't know. I called him every name in the book, but that's what we're doing.
And he just sat there and said, let's go to lunch afterwards?
Yeah, and then we had lunch. It was very pleasant.
Wow.
And that's what I'll do to him today, too. Because if I bring up this NASA report on Antarctica, A, he's never read it. B, if he reads it, he won't believe it. And C, he'll just dismiss anything I say.
I think you ought to keep his mother out of it, though. I don't know why the hell you got to rip.
Yeah,
on
I went after his mother. Well, that's what you do. That's how Armenians curse people. You don't insult a man. You know what
my
godfather
wife does that shit too.
You know
what
my godfather told me?
No,
you don't go after their mom. You go after their grandmother's dog.
What? Grandmother's
dog.
Meds
who the
fuck cares?
Meds mighty get kunachunem. Shunakunem.
Why the fuck would you
fuck
the grandmother's dog?
Fuck your grandmother's dog. That's like supposedly the worst. The worst thing you can say to somebody.
That's his family. They come from a tribe that they fuck grandmother's dogs.
How do you say you fuck your grandfather's cat?
All right, let's say this. Meds
Heidi Geet Gadut Kunem.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty bad, too, I'd imagine. But supposedly, if you go after the grandparents.
No one cares about the cat.
Yeah,
the dog. We're talking.
Yeah,
dogs are sacred. Yeah, the dogs are sacred.
It's part of the family.
So you know what? You just brought up a whole box.
It's part of the gene pool, actually, in the Armenian group.
Yeah. Holy cow! You attacked the guy's dog.
Yeah,
or not his mother. His
grandmother's dog. I went after his mother too. But if that's the whole point, I mean, if you just want to make somebody mad, okay, good. Fuck your mother. How about that?
Yeah, I think that's universal too.
Yeah, that's the worst thing you can say to somebody. But I like the grandmother's dog.
I don't think how that the fucking thing could ever offend me.
No, I wouldn't either. But apparently in Armenia, it's
pretty bad. Well, maybe some Turkish little village that used to be Armenian.
If it's some asshole you don't know, like say you're sitting in a bar and some asshole you don't know thinks he's going to come up to you and say, fuck your grandmother's dog. Well, just the insinuation.
Yeah.
I would say if you could find my grandmother's dog to fuck. By all means, fuck my grandmother's dog.
Maybe it was a different. Maybe it was a different tribe.
Yeah, it had to be because
could be a. I never heard that, but
like, I think it's funny more or less. Fuck, you want to fuck your grandmother's dog? Anyway, man. Speaking of,
we were talking about sports, or we haven't brought any sports up. What's new in sports? I haven't been following it much.
Well, I tell you what, with this NFL now, you got another Cincinnati team that's 8-0.
Yeah, they look tough.
Can they threaten New England in the AFC?
I'd love it.
Now, let me ask you this.
Do they play?
I'm giving you
are
a hypothetical question here.
Yeah.
You got the three teams that are undefeated right now. You've got
Denver,
New England, and Cincinnati. Rate these three right now from bottom up.
I don't know. I'm like Nick. Okay. I've been following it.
All right. I would say
Nick is clairvoyant. He could probably tell you, but I can't.
What the fuck would Nick know about
that? That's what I'm saying. He's clairvoyant.
Right, whatever that
means
that
he
is.
He can see things. He's
He has a cousin who's a werewolf too. Just saying.
Does he have a cousin that's a werewolf?
That's what I heard.
A lycanthrope.
Wow,
that's what it's called.
What?
A lycanthrope.
Is there a real thing?
Lycanthropy.
That's,
yes.
That's werewolf,
people believing they're werewolves.
Oh, okay. Well,
also known as insane.
Also known as insanity. Yeah. He's not bad.
Anyway, I would say right.
But you
now,
don't have the sound effects that Chris has.
Yeah.
Can we get a rim shot or something?
I'll send it with Chris
one
time.
That fucking day was so hilarious, man. Whenever Nick was, He goes, I want you guys to sit in here. I'm going to come in here, and I'm going to see what kind of reaction you guys get from me or whatever.
Oh, when he came in with the gun?
With his fingers pointed like
I didn't
a
get
gun.
Any. I didn't know what the hell he was doing.
No, but he did scare me before when he said that because I thought he was going to come after you. I thought he was going to shoot you, and I was going to I was going to be sitting there, and I'd take a friendly bullet.
I don't think
too.
Nick, you know, I don't think Nick.
No,
would.
No, he's not. He's the friendliest guy. He's
I know,
a harmless
but if you got on Nick's bad side, he'd make a voodoo doll of you, you know, and stick a pin right in your scrotum.
I think so.
That's how Nick would get you. You know,
speaking that's a real word, man.
He would do that.
By the way, on that, they just came up with a. I think it was Cornell University came up.
Ah, the liberal.
All right, hang on. I think you'd agree with this.
Okay.
Tidy underwear kills all the sperm. For a few months, they got guys that wear just like tight underwear.
Oh, tight underwear. Well, that's true. Well, that's nothing new. I don't know if it kills all, but it has been proven.
It brought it down to zero.
Yeah.
It brought it down to zero in a few months. In a few months that they said people that ride bikes, They're they're
anything that traumatizes
any set
your jewel box
and they said that don't hop in the fucking a jacuzzi too much either.
Correct.
That takes a toll out of it.
You know why your orbs are actually in a sack?
Sir, keep it simple, will you? What do you mean orbs?
You know why your balls are in your scrotum?
Thank you. Why can't you say fuck all the time and you say?
No, I only say fuck when I'm insulting someone's mother.
Right, but go ahead. Now
a liberal's mother. But
go ahead.
No,
because
there
you go.
Your balls hang down because they need to be cooler than the rest of your body. Exactly.
Right.
So there's like a 1 degree cooler.
Anyway, they found out that in a few months they lost all the sperm, but guess what? They went to boxers.
Right.
And they got it all back. So hey. Anyone out there wearing these tidy little underwears, if you're a male, get off that shit. Wear boxers.
Certainly none of your listeners.
It's like that Musashi that the
Musashi.
Yeah, Musashi. That's the real tight belt that the sumo wrestlers wear.
Huh. Who the fuck walks around with that, though?
No, it's very tight. I was just comparing. But you know something about... you know
that's a fucking sport, man.
But you know those sumo wrestlers...
They're only wearing that for... maybe an hour, a couple
well,
hours.
Well, here's something else about it.
You don't wear your jock strap all weekend?
Not since college. But here's just something interesting about these sumo wrestlers. Did you know that they can wheel their balls up into their stomach? Honest to God, they actually practice that.
How do you practice that?
They have the muscle control. There's a muscle that does that. And most people can't control it. I mean, it's not... Because theoretically... Not theoretically, anatomically, when it's cold, et cetera, or you want to protect your nuts, your acorns, your body actually does suck them up. It's called, I believe it's called a cremaster reflex.
Dude, I think that happened
they can control
to me
it.
When
they can
I
control that.
When I was cleaning the driveway when it was snowing last year.
You'll have that. It's like jumping in a cold pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cremaster reflex.
So the little fellas, they hide.
Exactly. They suck up into your pouch.
Oh, those like cute little pricks.
That's some Shaolin quality shit there. I will control my balls with my willpower.
Yeah, so theoretically, you kick them right in the nut. They're not there.
They're not there. No nuts.
But that's interesting that they have that kind of, you know, that's one of the first things they teach them, to suck those things up.
I don't know how you could command. Do that, though. I don't know how you could.
They do. I don't know.
Some people can't wiggle their ears, you know? Some people can.
Yeah, why would a sumo wrestler even give a shit about that?
Because apparently, I mean, they're worried about that when they wrestle, that they don't want to get kicked in the ball. That's
you want
a 400-pound
Japanese guy falling on your junk?
Well, you're
and you
right
got that tight
that.
Musashi around you, and at the basho,
sexy.
That's where they
bastards.
Wrestle in a basho.
I'll tell you that right now. They're sexy. They're sexy. Wow.
Oh, they're
animals.
Heroes. They're heroes in Japan.
Is that still happening?
It's
there?
It's the national sport of Japan.
Do they use them for breeding?
Once a Yokozuna.
Yokozuna, that's right, the highest level.
Grand champion, yeah.
Haven't been in too many of them.
He's still winning, or?
I was once a Yokozuna. Not a lot of people know that.
Yeah, even fewer believe it.
Is that why you're always on them fucking Snickers left and right?
Yes, sir. I got to keep up my form.
You're not yourself when you're.
Well, hey, Big E.
Sure.
I think you ought to go on this 5-day with us.
Well, if I had more,
I think you got more of a chance of him sucking his balls up into his gut than him going on.
That's fair. But with a little, I don't know. If you had given me a couple days' notice to really work my head into it, I might have.
What the fuck? You got 2 days.
You're not going to come in on a Friday morning and get me to give up food. It's just not happening.
That's pretty. It's not eat 5 days. That's a tough fast.
I am really stoked up, pumped up about this.
Does your wife know about this?
Is she going to support this? She started laughing her ass off last night when I told her. She said there's no goddamn way you could. She goes, you can't stay two hours away from food. How the hell are you going to? I said, I'm going to do it this time.
No, like nuts or anything?
No. You can't eat anything. You can't eat anything.
Now, are you talking about legumes or are you talking about anatomical nuts?
What the fuck would I eat male nuts for? What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know. Just asking. He's new. I don't know what makes him tick yet.
I'm not insinuating he eats male nuts.
So. Yeah.
No. I'm going to stay away from everything. It's going to be iced tea without sugar. It's going to be coffee, black coffee.
Black coffee. Water.
And water. So
that'll be quite a challenge.
Yeah, you know what? I can't wait to get on next Friday and tell our people about it. So
that's going to save money. Like $1 million.
I'm going to be so pissy. I think.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to be around him.
Pissier.
I think I'm going to be so pissy.
Yeah, he was quite. He threw out. What's his name?
Yeah, T.O.
T.O. got kicked out.
T.O. He just. God damn, that guy drives me insane.
You love him.
Boy.
He drives me insane. That Tony still comes around. He drives me insane. I'm telling you guys.
These are your showmates on Not So Fast you're talking about.
Yeah, I thought you were all together.
Your boys.
They just drive me fucking bananas. I got to tell you, man. I feel like
did it merit that vituperation and acrimony?
I feel like Becky on the carpet, and I just got rid of Wanda.
I went out with her.
You went out with Becky?
Yeah, you know, Wanda was stealing from her.
Did you take the carpet for her ride?
She's a big girl, Becky.
Is she big?
She's immense.
I thought she lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, but not... Her chest has to be, I mean, X's? I don't know what that... Unbelievably big.
She ate Wanda.
She may have. Wanda's disappeared, but apparently she told me Wanda was stealing from her.
So that's what she says. We don't have any proof of that on our show.
Allegedly, Wanda was stealing from Becky.
So,
I don't think these people know what the hell's going on.
How could she be stealing? Like they were on a goddamn carpet
together.
The only
time you saw them was...
There was nothing on that carpet,
The only time you saw that
riding.
Commercial was during the Three Stooges on Saturday night, remember?
Yeah, you'd see that.
Aladdin's Cave or whatever. Alibaba's.
Yes.
You see that commercial on that time? And
that and the guy from Collinsville. Remember him, the big ketchup with the gorilla?
Oh, yeah.
Home furniture
what
in Collinsville?
What the hell was that?
He was awful. He's still on. I've seen commercials.
Shut
him.
Up.
He's still
I
on.
I haven't seen that guy.
I swear. No, he's still
where
on.
Where the hell you see that
on
guy?
On CNBC.
Yet.
Wow.
During
CNBC.
The stock market, yeah, of all places.
Speaking of CNBC, they came out with this finding that said that action movies are the ones that you eat out of your mind. You just fucking sit there unconsciously and just
like
eat. C-SPAN was the only station that you don't get up and you... I think the show was Carl Rose that you don't get up and eat anything. You just sit there and you say, okay, what the... I may be watching C-SPAN a lot more this coming week.
Well, aren't
week.
You the one that eats late at night when you're watching? You see the pizza advertisements?
It's so tough now.
Well, during your five-day fast, I would advise against it.
I am. I'm not.
You're very prone to suggestions.
To be honest with you, not to give a plug out to this company, but Netflix to me, I love Netflix. I love Netflix. I love kicking back and watching.
Right, so don't watch an action flick because apparently.
And that Hell on Wheels. Have you heard of that one?
No. What is it? A series?
It's like 1880s based. It's based on the expansion of the railroad.
Oh.
And the wheels they're inferring is, you know, like locomotive wheels.
Yeah, locomotive wheels.
Really?
Yeah.
And they're running over the Chinese because a lot of Chinese apparently
died. No, that's a different company. That's a different rail truck, but they're definitely in the mix.
Well, that was why they apparently brought all these Chinamen over to work on the railroads.
Yeah. Right, and right now I'm on beginning of season five, Bohannon is going to be working with these Chinamen.
Okay.
So it's going to be
interesting.
That's
not politically correct. I'd say probably Asians.
No. In the show,
Asian
they're called
Americans.
Yes, but in the show, they're called Chinamen.
Well, that's what they called them back then.
Yeah. So, they had black people too.
By the way,
they call them different names. But
here,
I guess what I know what you're saying. Then that's,
here again,
that's not
and
right.
By the way, you know, just to throw in a little bit more because I'm going to lunch with a liberal jackass. The railroads.
I want you to be really kind to him today.
No, hell with him. that whole expansion. led to the Panic of 1873. Just another lesson in government getting involved in something they have no business getting involved in. They gave these railroads all this extra land, and they gave them all these breaks, and people were investing, and it turned into a bubble, and it led to a panic, a big one here and Europe, 1873, a bad one.
Wow.
Because they went broke. Because they couldn't handle it, because the government was propping them up and giving all this free stuff, and then no passengers were on there. And they all went bust.
I wonder, and
people lost a lot of money.
That's not surprising. That Hell on Wheels, like the first episode, the guy goes.
Did they talk about that?
He goes into, I don't want a straight railroad. I want a meandering railroad.
Correct.
Because I get it per mile.
That's right. So, exactly. That's true.
Yeah, they
jacked up all. That's exactly. that actually happened. Yeah.
I think every 14 miles,
and then people got paid
getting
different. You know, and then if you knew somebody in the government, you could run it through your land, et cetera. I mean, it was
exactly.
all so corrupt.
Yeah, and that's what's being
exposed
lesson. On
beautiful.
This.
I love the show, then. I love
it. Yeah, it's called Hell on Wheels, and you're seeing all the government, the carpetbaggers and shit like that. They're all part of something.
Well,
here.
Carpetbaggers in the South, I think that's
no, but they're... they went into these little towns, these mm-hmm. made-up towns, and they were trying to establish, well, you know what, now we're getting this. They just started claiming shit. From the railroad people too.
Mm-hmm. So, oh yeah, a lot of that.
It's really interesting.
I got a whiff of whiskey. Are you drinking whiskey?
I am drinking whiskey.
As am I.
Oh, okay. Maybe somebody blew a belch over here.
When in Ochoville, do as the Ochoville.
That
do.
Had to be him. I smelled his belch.
Yeah.
Before.
Okay.
They're
yeah, that was rather acrid.
Guilty.
That was mm-hmm. guttural.
He wouldn't stop pouring.
Well, it's supposed to be good for you. Didn't you read a report on that? Now, I'm not sure about that one.
A whiskey a day from...
Yeah, but how many ounces of whiskey?
What the hell was
shot?
That? What the hell was...
shot, a jigger, a pony?
I don't know, but they said a whiskey a day, jigger. You can tell the difference on different type of whiskeys, what type of rye, spice, and all this stuff. And it has health benefits as well.
I don't know about that.
A wine connoisseur. Smell that shit.
Well, that wine's good for your prostate.
The wine is. So yes. Why wouldn't the
red
whiskey?
Wine.
Why wouldn't spirits?
Because whiskey doesn't have resveratrol in it, which is the agent that's good for your prostate.
And another thing about whiskey is it's taken over. It's taken over on America's top seller right now. They said that whiskey has moved up the rankings of the best.
What, bourbon or what kind of whiskey?
Any type of bourbon right now throughout the world, actually, has taken over on the more sales over vodka, tequila.
Yeah, I know it's on the upswing.
So
yeah.
Whiskey, wow. And Japan is really
the stocks
really
are doing
good.
Real well.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it? Well, I tell you what, Japan's now into it. You got the Irish still with their whiskey. Now America has always thrived on whiskey. I think it's
we've
a
always
great,
drunk scotch. We were always scotch drinkers.
Yeah, but you know what? I backed off of that now. I'm not.
You drink bourbon?
Yeah, I'm straight into bourbon now. I somehow I can't get into scotch anymore.
What's the difference as a noob to whiskey between a scotch and a bourbon?
Well, the thing with me is the scotch is a lot more sharper and it just stays in a lot longer. I've been getting a lot of like heartburn and shit with
from the scotch.
But the bourbon, man, I tell you what, this is Americana at its best.
Are they brewed differently or?
I don't know if it's brewing. It's fermented, I guess, isn't it?
I think so.
The tea is brewed.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
See, on this show, you know, since he's new, you know, we strive for certitude in our language,
sure,
in our terminology.
We certify everything around here. That's our main goal.
Well, you know what?
You've been certified.
You know what Voltaire said?
Is that a Star Trek action figure?
We quote Voltaire on this show.
Voltaire.
If you wish to converse with me, define your terms.
Fair enough.
That was Voltaire.
Yeah, hey.
If you wish to converse with Ocho Man, try to obfuscate.
Sure.
Make it as simple and as
obtuse.
Simple
as it gets.
Obtuse is the word that we used last time. Try to make it as pellucid as you can.
Well, anyway.
Simple terms.
We used to have a word of the day. I don't know what happened to that.
Hey,
we had a little vocabulary.
Biggie, can you come up with a word right now? Just come up with a word. You
any
got
word?
Any word? He'll know what the hell you're talking about. Matter of fact, you could ask me first, see if I know this word. But
why don't you look up on the computer, SAT.
And while we're talking
yes,
here.
Yes, SAT words, you know.
And
something useful, you know, we can teach the kids.
Yeah.
Hey, was your daughter going to take the SAT or the ACT?
My kid's taking the ACT, and she's
okay.
already studying for it.
Good for her.
And she took it one time already.
I got a 30.
Well, she's actually trying to get hired in that. So
30, yeah, she probably can.
Right now, that's kind of like...
math wasn't good.
That's good.
Yeah.
That 30 is good.
Got me anywhere I want to go.
But it's not like the number that's the magic number anymore.
Where does she want to go to school?
New York.
NYU?
Yeah, NYU, she said. Oh, okay. That's good where school. She's shooting for, but... I got to break the news to her that I'm not paying for NYU. I seen NYU. I told her Mizzou. Mizzou is the place to be.
Oh, come on.
17 grand a year. How can you go wrong with that?
I'm not talking about that, but again, come on. If she gets a 32 or 33 on her age, send her to Yale.
Well, she should be getting a scholarship if she gets that type of number.
Well, that
there.
And her GPA. What's her GPA?
GPA right now, she's all about A's and B's. A couple B's, but A's. And they're all accelerated classes.
Okay.
So I'm kind of proud of the kid, you know? She definitely takes after me.
All right, I got it.
I was just about to say what a mystery genetics is.
I don't want
to
talk about
that. It's an abject.
You speak with a flosculation.
Spell it?
F-L-O-S-C-U-L-A-T-I-O-N.
I know this.
Flosculation.
Can I take the first crack at this? Flosculation.
Oh, God.
Flosculation.
Means there's a lot of spirit behind the conversation.
I don't think so. I think it's actually something about pronunciation of the word. Is it as a lisp?
It's defined as an embellishment or ornament in your speech.
Wow, that's a good one.
Mm. Where the hell did you get that?
Is that Greek? That's not an SAT word, is it?
No, I found a library of rare words.
Oh, well, that's pretty rare, yeah.
God damn, Biggie, why don't you bring this up every week?
All right, let's try another one.
You know what an osculation is?
Hold on, I got another word here.
Wait a minute, I got one for you. Do you know what an osculation is?
Osculation?
Osculation.
Yeah, it's related to the ostrich. You got a long neck, he runs fast.
It's a lot simpler. It's a kiss.
It's a kiss from the ostrich. That's where it all stems from.
One tender osculation.
That's what I was saying. Go ahead, Biggie. What's the next word?
We already got one here.
Let's see what we got here. How about grayocracy?
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is so easy.
Spell it.
G-R-A-O-C-R-A-C-Y.
Well, Cressy is like democracy.
Exactly.
It's a government by
exactly.
by the elderly?
By an old woman or women.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say. He rudely jumped in.
Kids, when you're taking your SAT, think it over. Get your suffixes and your prefixes, and you'll be okay.
I know what kid listens to this show, for one. Yeah.
It's a very depraved child.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Enough of that bullshit. Yeah. Let me get to my big picks.
Wait a minute. Did you hear? Since Nick isn't here, I'm going to give you one.
Please do.
This is a story that Nick would have told if he were here.
Did you
see the Indian Air Force scrambled because they saw a UFO?
Shut up.
I didn't know India had an Air Force, but I don't know what if it's biplanes.
Are you kidding me? Pakistani.
Yeah, but they have nuclear. So they have a nuclear arsenal.
They both do, don't they?
Right. So what do they need an Air Force for? Which was basically
to deliver it.
Good point. Yeah, but how many do you need? I mean,
fair.
Or you have missiles. But you know, during the Cold War, we had, you know, basically we had SAC, Strategic Air Command, and that was our whole. You know, if we were going to fight the Russians, the idea was there was going to be no army, there was going to be no conventional war. We're just going to bomb the hell out of them with nukes from B-52s.
Right. Right.
So that's what the Air Force was, the most important arm of the military.
Speaking of that, those fucking ISIS, did you see they planted a bomb in that Russian?
They haven't proven that yet, but it looks like it probably was.
I think, man, it's scary flying over Europe now, man.
Well, apparently, this airport that they flew out of is, you know, their security is more or less like our security here. You know, they
token.
It is like ours?
Well, I'm talking about in this room.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
That kind of security.
Oh, we'll let anybody.
Yeah,
they're
X-ray scanners. You know, it's an etch-a-sketch.
Well,
they have no security.
240
so the British,
people.
Yeah, the British and these other countries are saying no flights out of there anymore. They don't want their people flying out of that airport.
Russia has suspended all flights to Egypt too, as of this morning.
Well, it's going to kill Egypt.
What the hell's Egypt got to do with it?
Because that's where it flew out of.
Oh, I understand that, but. That could happen to any place.
Yeah, but you know what they're doing? They're attacking. They're smart because they're attacking the economy because Egypt has their tourism is a big part of their economy.
And
so
they shut down that brotherly Islam or whatever. The generals and shit of Egypt, they took over that country. They shut down.
Well, it's Al-Sisi. That guy's good. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a
friend of ours.
Who's that?
Al-Sisi. The guy's a general, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
He's all right.
But
he's now
Obama he's at first was like, oh, well, I can't have this. They go, fuck you. You're not running this government.
Yeah, yeah.
We know what the hell's going on. Get out of here.
Obama, did you see he sent the troops to Syria? 50 of them?
50 of them,
50.
Yeah.
That'll help.
50, yeah.
That should clear it up. Now, don't get me wrong. These guys, I'm sure, are badasses, and I wouldn't want to take any of them on.
Rambos. They're all Rambos.
Yeah, you're putting these guys in danger for... Come on, 50.
Speaking of that, we covered this
imbecile.
We covered this on Not So Fast last...
Did you?
Yesterday.
Really?
No, not that. We covered...
I thought you guys were just a bunch of stupid asses talking about sports.
Yeah,
all
it is, but what it was... Hey, Dick.
Four obtuse jackasses talking about sports.
All right.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah.
This is what we did talk about. Hey, shut up!
See, now you know how Nick feels, right?
No, but you're going to like this, and I want your opinion on this.
I bet I don't.
I want to know, they found out that these big flags that are flown before a football game and shit like that, that's paid for by the U.S. military. It's not the team showing patriotism.
It's a recruitment tactic.
Which big flags?
Oh, you see all the before the games with the kid throwing out the first pitch, a team wearing camouflage or something like that. This is all military funded. This is not
recruiting. It's a recruiting tool.
I cannot believe that, and I got pissed off at the whole thing about that. I just thought it was like national pride being by
nobody
each individual team and so forth.
NASCAR
got $1.5 million last year just to do all that shit, to wave a flag from the cars and shit like that.
It's $1.5 million.
Hey, can we get in on this?
$1.5 million.
Well, how do we get in on this?
Oh, no shit. You guys can come here to our show anytime.
I want
you to plant a big U.S. flag.
Yeah.
You guys can plant a U.S.
Listen,
flag
for
right
a half bucks. I'd wear one of those Viet Minh bamboo hats. Anything you say. I'd change
sides.
How
would that be national pride there?
Well, I'm just saying. I would switch to the Communist Party. That's how venial I am. Venial means easily bribed.
Easily bribed. Venial.
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 Often confused with venal, which is just a small sin.
Yeah,
you know,
often,
like jerking
often
off,
you
jerking
how
off
many times
venal.
Do you hear those two stupid words?
Oh, it's all the
often
time.
Often confused with veiny.
All right, so what were you saying again?
Which means the blue thing on your cock.
Exactly.
What were you saying again?
I can't get you with something subtle, so I have to...
Yeah, what were you bringing up?
Fuck your grandmother's dog.
Yeah. What is that again? How you say it?
Mens mighty geht schöne kunem. What, I got to teach you Armenian?
Yeah, no kidding. That was beautiful.
I just like saying it.
Hey, get our fucking minutes up here. I don't care about that.
He's got
anymore.
The words on there.
45.
45.
Oh, we got plenty
and
of time.
Hey,
I got other stories.
I like to cut. You got another one?
Well,
let's
I got
hear
plenty.
I want to hear them.
All right, well, here's
just sitting around here.
Here's another another hysteria that is driving me a little nuts. One of my
driving them nuts.
These vaccinations. Have you heard about this, E?
No, I have not.
Well,
get a little more specific.
yes, I endeavor to do so.
I have heard of vaccinations, yes.
Yes, well, I'm going to. Amplify. I'm going to amplify that statement.
We got amplifiers all over here.
All right. But apparently, there's some spurious studies out there that say that these vaccinations for measles, et cetera, cause autism. And that's a bunch of horse shit.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's never been proven.
These anti-vaxxers are just crazy.
Yeah, these guys are really nuts.
It's almost as bad as your conspiracy guys. Mm.
I'm going to defer to Nick on that. He'll let him count
on
that statement.
He'll be against you guys on this one.
And I think the Indian Air Force is probably going to, they may have something to say about that too. But
if I know Nick, he'll say the Indian Air Force is part of the UFO.
Right. Well, it's part of that,
that group.
It's part of that Walmart Army training that they're in on that.
Oh, Lord.
If you look on a $20 bill that you trifold into a pyramid, you'll see it all in the Twin Towers, et cetera. But apparently, though, now this kind of makes sense. What they're saying is that these vaccinations, you shouldn't take them all at once. So more people are opting to spread them out. Now, that to me, okay, I can deal with
what's
that.
The science,
they're
man?
Getting, I don't know, but that's apparently. But there's still 1% or more, a little bit more than 1% of people that do not want to get vaccinations for their kids. And that's ridiculous.
How can it cause autism? A vaccination at
They think
its
it's
base.
One of the preservatives or something in the, it's not the, okay. you know, it's not the,
Well, what do you think about that? Do you
I think it's horse shit. I think it's eat your bacon and get vaccinated.
That's right.
Let's think about it like this. The so-called percentage of autism from vaccinations, whatever that percentage is, has to be way less than the percentage of
people that
would
die.
They
haven't proven any.
Well, whatever Nothing. They think it is.
Well, that's the point, though. The reasoning being that we have this huge uptick in autism and sure. Asperger's, et cetera, and somehow one study, which I don't even think was scientifically monitored or approved or peer-reviewed, said it's because of this... You know, it's because of these inoculations.
You know,
sounds like they make
more
money
there's
from
groups.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a global warming thing. Now, exactly. We need more money to study it more.
All these goddamn groups. You know PETA, this PETA, PETA, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, I'll tell you what, though. Don't say anything against PETA. You'll never get laid.
PETA Malark?
Chicks are big on PETA.
Really? Is that what you're running into?
I'm a PETA member. I tithe to PETA.
Well, in any case...
Okay. Save the doggies.
PETA's making...
Meds mighty get kunem.
Meds mighty get kunem. now you want to fuck the grandma.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, meds mighty get
shunakunem.
I said fuck your grandmother. That's right. I'm sorry. Whew,
grandmother fucking now. Hey, but in any case, PETA right now wants Dez Bryant to give up his monkey. He's got a pet monkey.
Why? I'm sure he takes good care of it.
Yeah, that's and they're saying close. That we want that monkey away from him.
Oh, they want to return it to the wild,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, return it to the wild.
You know what those guys would do if they caught that dentist that killed the lion? You know, I think they'd kill the guy. I think they'd literally execute that guy.
Rip him apart.
I think they would. I think they'd feed him to a lion.
What was that poor lion's name?
Cecil.
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 Yeah, he's an English lion.
Fielder, Cecil Fielder. What's the difference?
I got you.
You
I
say
got
tomato,
you.
I say tomato.
What else story you got?
Well, I got plenty of them. I mean,
let's hear a couple more here, and then I'll go to my sports.
Did you hear about the gal that wanted Jesus to pay her food bill? $20. She had a 26. She was in a restaurant.
Pays the bill.
20. That's very. That's pretty profound.
Yes, Jesus is always paying our bills.
He's paying yours.
God bless you.
Well, he didn't pay this one. Apparently, it's $26, and she said, "Let Jesus pay."
Let Jesus.
That's pretty ballsy in itself, isn't it?
There's kind of a
what happened
there? In that family, though.
I think Jesus didn't, and she was reprimanded.
Jesus didn't.
I'm not sure. I didn't finish the article, but I'm just extrapolating.
What a bitch. Let Jesus pay.
And then these three. Now, Satanic now apparently, here's something asshole. Else. Now, here's something else going to fuck up the federal government or the regulators. According now, these 3D printers, they're saying that there's some toxic substances that are left over from 3D printing. Which
sure. Well, who the fuck cares? That probably could happen.
I don't either. I don't really care. But the thing is, you've got this really promising new technology. This 3D
I like
printing.
To talk about your Republicans.
There's like four or five different types of 3D printing.
Oh, there's all kinds. Yeah.
So
there's different ways that some of it
from start with powder, start with a liquid base.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then some of it they build from the bottom. Some of it drips
honestly,
like a liquid.
I don't give a shit.
What do you mean? I want to
talk about. I want to talk about your Republicans that are saying. We want to know each question and keep each question easy on these debates.
No,
what
no,
the hell is that all
they
about?
They just want to stick to the damn issues. That's all.
Oh, fuck. These guys are big pussies.
They're big pussies. Here we go again.
I'm not even supporting the Democrats or anything. I'm just saying to you, that's kind of a bullshit.
Did you see the Democrat report? Did you see that debate?
I don't even like their bullshit either.
Well,
I'm
but they got softball questions.
If you're going to be running for president, and I swear to God, I'm not talking as a Democrat. I hate all these bullshits now. I'm just talking about... You got to be ready for any fucking question. Don't tell me I don't want this question, I don't want that question.
No, the point is it's petty. It's pettiness. You ask somebody, says, Ocho Man's running for president. I don't ask you what your pick is for your final draft pick for this weekend. No, I ask you, how are you going to fix the economy? And they don't ask.
What are they asking about?
It's more tabloid.
That's what I'm telling you. They're asking about final draft and draft kings, and they're asking the stupidest questions, and they're trying to get people to fight with each other.
Well,
did you watch the debate?
I didn't watch the debate, but I'm telling you right now, I do not want to hear about them avoiding questions. Though you should have every question.
They're not, but the questions aren't like you know. Like I said, they're not to the point. That's not asking any questions that are about. You've got and Chris Christie, who I'm not a big fan of, but I got to admit, the guy said, "Look, we've got an economy $19 trillion in debt. We got ISIS up our ass. We've got all these problems, and you're talking about DraftKings."
That's one of the questions.
It's ridiculous.
Well, I like Christie for what he said
like
also.
Christie.
He said
now,
that.
I like him better.
I just liked him on that because he said, hey, quit being a pussy and answer these questions too. That was part of the...
Well, he did say that, but what I would say is, I'd say, you know, what I would say is, listen, ask me a question with some substance about
right.
policy.
In any case, I just didn't like how they're avoiding questions. I mean, if you're up there...
They didn't avoid any questions.
Take every fucking question and shut up about it. Don't
Not
say
so
you,
stupid.
You want a GOP up there
listen,
giving
the questions.
Listen,
let me tell you
questions.
Something. I watch CNBC every day. That's what I watch for the stock market. John Harwood, who was one of the moderators, this guy is a lefty son of a bitch, okay? Mez mighty get shunakunem. John Harwood. Okay,
you like him though. Yeah, I mean, you like that type of show though.
Well,
I mean, the money aspect and all that. I mean, that's the guy you like.
No, because he's a reporter. He's not. No, I like Joe Kernan and Becky Quick was on there. She's halfway decent. Carl Quintanilla was the other guy. He's kind of a homo, but usually
homosexual, homosexual.
Yeah, he's one of those. What is it? Is it GLBTQs?
Whatever the hell that is.
No, it's lesbian. It's gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans, and queer.
Oh, the LGBTs.
No, but they had a Q.
Oh, they had
T and Q.
When the hell did they add a queer onto that?
Well, that's what I can't get. I was going to bring that up. I'm glad we got to that point. I don't know how we got Republican debate to
how
this.
How do you define that?
That's what I want to know. Because now it's not. It is. They actually added that on. It was lesbian, gay, trans, bi and trans, LGBT.
Right.
They added Q, which means queer.
Well, how do you know that's a queer? That
I think
could
that's
be
redundant,
else.
Don't you?
I do.
And it really shoots off everything, doesn't it? I mean,
I was wondering, like maybe, I want to know, is there something else in there that I missed?
Yeah, what else you got? What else you got?
All right. Well, we're heading for a new Maunder minimum. So
what?
Dress warm. It's another peer-reviewed study. We're heading for a Maunder minimum, which was in the 18th century.
Right. Who gives a shit
very cold
that?
Weather. You know, the Thames right. froze over,
no,
and that's where...
I don't care about that. Let's
oh,
get
you don't
to my
care.
Sports.
You about
let's
global warming?
Get my sports
the polar bears will love it.
All right, let's get to Pete my sports here, and this is what I got for you folks out there for this weekend.
Get ready. Get set. It's time for the Ocho Man's Big Picks of the Day.
Bad of the bone. I got Notre Dame visiting Pittsburgh. This line is 7.5, Pittsburgh at home. Hey, I think this is a trap game here. I love Pittsburgh getting the spread here. Notre Dame's going to win this game 23-20, but 7.5, forget about it. This Pittsburgh team lost last week to North Carolina. I think they were looking over the Tar Heels, but this team is 6-2. And I think they're going to
they
be
ranked.
I don't think
probably
they're ranked
not.
After last week. But in any case, I think they definitely cover 7.5. I like this game going Pittsburgh side. 23-20. I think Notre Dame will win on that one. Tonight's game, we got a NHL play that I really like. Toronto at home versus Detroit. It's a +105 for Toronto. I like Toronto here. I think Toronto at home here. I'm jumping all over that one. And our NFL, we got an NFL losers pool that's really popular now. I like the NFL pool. I like
What's
Chicago.
That?
It's where you pick a loser a week, and it's a big thing right now, going around at office pools and so forth. So I figured
you
why
pick
not
a loser?
Yeah, they pick a loser. They can't pick that team again. They just pick that team one time and see who lasts the longest. Okay.
Oh.
And this week, I like Chicago to lose to San Diego. I like the Chargers to win outright.
So you don't have any points. You just have to lose.
Yeah. And my spread
well,
game.
I'd save New England for the end, I think.
Yeah, you don't want it to come down to New England. All right.
What's he doing over there?
I don't know. He came up with a sound effect the whole fucking time he's been sitting there.
I finally got one.
Yeah.
Why does he just fart into the microphone?
Or belch at you.
Yeah,
again.
Right, that belch. Yeah, and blow it over here. That's good whiskey. It's aged very well. I could practically taste
30
it.
Minutes.
And did you see he blamed it all on me?
Yeah.
He filled it up.
I was wondering about it. I could practically taste the
he
cask.
You smelt it, dealt it, all right?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, my last game
you,
here.
You sniffed it, quiffed it. That's a Kachigian. That's an original.
I like Tampa Bay.
Do you know what a queef is, by the way?
Oh, fuck. You're not going to let me give this off,
are you? Do you know what a queef is?
Yeah, it's where you're it's women's vagina
that's
does that
right.
flappy thing,
a pussy fart, so to speak.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's
a vulvular discharge.
Hey, this is what people want to hear.
Who cares? How'd you do last week? Anyway,
I did very good last week. I
good.
Once again, yeah, yeah.
Was
Tampa Bay
time?
At home
yet?
Tampa Bay at home. All right? Fucking shut up for
who's
a second.
Home? Your home?
Tampa Bay at home.
My home.
They are underdogs to the Giants. They're getting plus 2.5. I love Tampa Bay here. Giants looked horrible. Horrible.
I don't like that against New Orleans.
They gave up 52 points.
Go with the under then.
I love Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston. Go ahead. What are you?
You're thinking
say?
Of whiskey again?
No.
There's a systems bet though. I think like after a team.
I know, but this is the Ocho Man pick, so get off the Ocho Man's picks here.
Take an under. They're not going to give up many points.
I like Tampa Bay here, plus 2.5 at home. The over and under, I think it's around 47. So
too much.
Anyway, that's what the Ocho Man's got for you guys on the sports aspect. What do you got going this weekend?
Well, I'm just bragging about the Facebook. It's like 106 now. What did I tell you when you weren't here? But it is documented. Go back. Look up the show. About two months ago, it was low 90s. I told Oach it's going to be to 100 before the end of the year. It's 106.
106 now. He predicted it. He
although I got to say, Valiant Pharmacy, the one I picked last week, is
I checked them
going
out.
Going to hell.
Yeah, going to
I'd
hell.
Still buy them.
You're
buy
still
now.
Buy.
It's less than 80. It's cheap.
Buying.
It's really cheap. But they got Congress up their ass now.
You can't do anything good when Congress is up your ass.
Yeah, but once
that's a bad fucking deal.
They're not going to find anything, so they're going to once they're
cleared from everything.
Yeah, once they fart Congress out, they'll be fine. So VRX,
that's the
one. If you got a little money that you went on Tampa Bay,
is that the one you're jumping out?
I got it. It's costing me money right now, but I'm making it on Disney.
Disney's
making me
good
money.
So who's the one that you're going after right now?
Star Wars.
Well, you might have missed the boat on Disney a little bit. I think they're already out, and Facebook, too. It's tough to say, you know.
All right, who gives a shit? Go with
I don't care. It's your money. Who cares? Go with Twitter.
Twitter.
What do I care?
The Ocho Man.
If you're a Democrat, go with Twitter. Go with Shake Shack.
Our empty seat, Nick.
I got a shitty one for
Big
you.
E here. We are out of here. Have a great weekend.
So long, Nick.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
The Ocho Man, behind the eight ball. Only on Ignotainment. Leave us your questions and comments below this podcast in the comments section of the iTunes Podcast Store.